Hi, Craig.
Hey, Liam. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm all right. I feel like you might be a little bit excited today.
Just a little bit, mate. June the fucking 21st. I don't believe it's going to happen, but I'm excited that it might happen.
I would really love to believe that it's going to happen. I've got every fucking hope in the world pinned on it happening.
Yeah, dude.
But the reality of a competent Tory government delivering what they say on a date they say is very fucking unlikely.
I see it next to unlikely. However, it made me think that what I would like to talk to you or talk about with you on this delightful Sunday morning, because it is Sunday, live recording, ladies and gentlemen.
It is definitely Sunday right now.
Definitely on Sunday. I want to just work out what, if you could choose any event to happen that's happened in the past to happen on June the 21st, and that's like, we go back to normal, you can relive any one of your touring memories, which one would it be?
Fucking hell, that's a hard question to answer.
I know, man, but Jesus. I thought I'd just go in there, no prep, and just fucking go for it. Because
you love going in no prep.
Yeah.
That is your favourite.
Dead air, man. That's what I'm after.
What I want this podcast to be is absolute silence while someone air. Thinks.
Dead air and awkwardness. It's a beautiful, like, it's a combination that we all want.
Do you know what, actually? I think because, and this is probably influenced because I'm sat in my office looking out on the world and it's nice and sunny. I've just walked the dog. Oh. It's warm outside. Oh. You know, the sun's shining. It's feeling good. I'm thinking now back to like Puckle Pop.
Nice. So because, to start, it's definitely a festival then, you reckon?
Yeah, that's what I'd love, to be honest, which is weird considering I don't enjoy them usually. But I'm thinking now like going back to Puckle Pop and the lovely backstage area there is at Puckle Pop, the great catering, the fantastic staff at that festival as well, and just the general good vibe all round of that event. And I think if I could have anything happen on like on the 21st, it would be like transporting me immediately from my house to a field in Belgium.
Yep.
And just hang out with my buddies from all over the world.
So if you weren't allowed to leave the country, what would it be in the UK? Because for me, I think it would have to be Download. Because as much as I hate Download and I hate working Download, there's always all my friends there. There's always loads of like people that you've worked with over the years. There's loads of great bands. And I quite like the site as well.
You see, Download was my festival that I went to from like 13, 14 years old.
Yeah, same here.
Because it was so close to me. It was like half an hour down the road. So I don't like the layout because I really like the old layout from when I was a teenager because way better.
It's lovely being on a racetrack, man. Like being on a racetrack in the summer just feels like a real epitome of summer to me for many years. And like it's weird that since I've not been able to go to one this year, it's what I've thought about more. And it's like, I want to be on that racetrack. I don't know, pissing or...
Do you know what's really annoying is that a band that I work for or have worked for in the past had a hold for a tour over that period. And one of the dates on that tour was a London show for 21st of June, which obviously I don't know if it's happening or if it's still a hold or anything. I've got no communication with anyone that's putting the show on anymore. But I was like thinking yesterday, I was like, how fucking sick would that be? Like my first show back with this band and it's this fucking London venue. It would be fucking amazing. It's not going to happen, obviously, but it would have been fucking sick.
So another question is, what would you rather? Would you rather work on the 21st or would you rather be a punter?
Get me a fucking big old guest list spot. A big old fucking two-pint or a two-borg.
Yes.
And send me the fucking... Right to the back of the venue. To the back of the venue where there's a seat so I can sit down and enjoy myself.
Exactly. I'm not standing up. I'm not ridiculous. I miss gigs, but not that fucking much.
Yeah, not that much. I've got a fucking bad back. I can't stand up that long. You mad?
Wait, I swear. I've had a bad back since coming off tour because I've actually slept in like a normal bed. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible, isn't it? To a normal nice mattress is just, Well, sleeping in the same mattress over and over again, it's been interesting.
Weird. My mattress has got a divot in it now from where I've been lying on it because I've been home so often.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh, mate. I'm so excited about it. Like we said at the start, I don't think it's going to happen, but I feel like we're as close to it as we have been for nearly 18 months by the time we get there.
I think so, yeah. I think what it really comes down to, actually, is I know that there's obviously the... this is not a politics podcast, so do apologise, but next week is the budget announcement.
Mm.
Old Rishi comes out and goes, we're going to spend this much money and this is where we're going to spend it. Yep. So with that budget announcement, I expect there to be a lot of talk, particularly about insurance.
Yeah,
because that's what it comes down to with our industry is essentially insurance. Yeah. Because all these events can't go ahead unless they've got some insurance behind them, to be honest. Yeah. So there needs to be a government-backed system for that. Because if people start putting this sort of stuff on, planning these events, booking hotels, booking flights, booking ferries, all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
Which you would have to do now. Like if we're going, right, 22nd of June is the first fucking gig for a band. You need to book your shit now because every other band in the world's doing it. Yeah. If these things start to fall by the wayside because we're not hitting the roadmap the way it should be hit,
that money's gone then, isn't
exactly. Yeah. There needs to be some backup there because no one's going to take that risk. So I think this week we'll start to see a bit more about the real opportunity that's going to happen. But I'm not 100% sold this yet.
So I've had some bookings already. I got booked for Leeds this week, which I was just fucking fantastic. Well, I mean, I don't know whether you've heard, pretty big deal. I'm on a podcast.
Are you a big deal?
And I was thinking about it. It's like usually I was in the practice of taking deposits and stuff. And it's because there's not money floating around. I'm not going to ask that production company for a deposit at this stage, because if it doesn't happen, it's probably not their fault or anyone's fault for that matter at this stage. But I do feel that could potentially leave a lot of touring people open to getting fucked over. Luckily, I fully trust my client that's going to that wants me there, and I'm taking that gamble.
My argument there would be that if you're working via a production company, and obviously, like you say, you take deposits, but you're not going to now just in case it puts them out of pocket. If the insurance is in place, then it doesn't matter. Of course, we should be able to continue as normal. So you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be an issue. But it all just comes down to insurance. That's the big clincher here is... Is there going to be something in place? Because you can't afford, you know, like the idea. I mean, I don't have the budget for it in front of me at all, but the cost of something like a Reading and Leeds.
Oh, man.
Astronomical amount of money to lose.
I know how much it costs for one band to go to Reading and Leeds, let alone
the rest of it. And then the infrastructure of the actual festival itself is like. Yeah.
Well, I remember putting with some colleagues. Well, actually, I was not really involved at all, but some colleagues of mine put on a festival, and that was $100,000, before even
easy. Yeah.
And it wasn't big. It was in Hackney. It was a great festival, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the Reading and Leeds and stuff. It had a huge amount of infrastructure, but not the same. So just with that in mind, if you're going to put $100,000 down on something, you need some assurances that you're not going to just have it swept from underneath you.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed. I'm just gasping for that fucking
warm Tuborg, baby.
Oh, that warm Tuborg.
Get it in me. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up this Sunday session is what have we got next week, and how much I enjoyed our guest this week, just gone, Mr. Derek Zanitti, because big shout
out. What a fucking guy. What a fucking guy.
I love him very much. And he's been so supportive on social media and stuff. So huge shout out to Derek and any of Derek's family and friends that have come and joined us at Talking Touring. We welcome you with open arms, and we hope you enjoy this as much as we enjoy doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we couldn't ask for more really from a guest there. He really fucking stuck his neck out and said some very lovely words about what we did. And it's a really good episode. I really enjoyed chatting with him. You've known him for a very long time. I've only met him twice before. But he's a wonderful human being. He's very warm and open and friendly and amicable. It was great.
One thing I'm looking forward to on June the 21st onwards is the people that we've met on this podcast. I can't wait to hang out with Tom. I can't wait to see Roger. I can't wait to see Julia. Like everyone, even the people that like, so we've got a guest coming on in a couple of weeks that I've only worked with once, but Liam works with him all the time. And it's like, we now have this bond that is stronger than if we had been touring. Just the fact that we got to talk about it. I love it. Big shout out to all of you. Too much energy.
Yeah. So you have got a lot of energy today, Craig. It is insane.
Sorry.
So who's this week? Who we got this week?
Well, we had to do a little bit of a move around, but this week we have got someone that's a very good friend of mine. And he is an incredibly talented person. And he is a singer and all-round musician, really. And his name is Mr. Casey Abrams. More recently of Postmodern Jukebox fame. And he was on American Idol, and I believe he came sixth. And then he's worked with so many famous people, like his buddies with Jack Black, and like it's just he's got stories. It's great. And I think we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really good. Another person that I've never met him before, but again, a very, very warm, friendly, amicable, open human being that just wanted to have a great conversation, which is what we want. It's great.
Talking touring, baby.
Also, last little bit before we go, I guess. Thank you to everyone that's been using our code with Standby Clothing. Yes. It's wonderful. That is still available as well. All you have to do is head to www.standbyclothing, but without the A in it, if that makes sense. I'm going to put a link in this. Mm-hmm. And enter the code TT10 at your checkout for 10% off your whole order.
Yeah, keep using it because it makes us look way more credible than we really are.
Exactly.
We appreciate your support.
Thank you very much for listening. It's amazing to have so many people engaging with us on a regular basis about what we're doing. It's makes us feel very, very loved and warm and fuzzy.
Oh, I just remembered another thing that makes me that makes me excited about June the 21st is Mike Skinner. I want Mike. I want to go and see a Mike Skinner DJ set, and I would literally be so happy. I posted something on Instagram on Friday, and it just got me all in the feels. And I'm ready for it. Mike Skinner.
I remember seeing it. I want to go and drop a load of pingers and dance around to Mike Skinner in the streets. It's gonna be great.
At the end of it, he's just go, "Who's got the bag?" I just thought that was hilarious. But so if anyone wants to get Mike Skinner on, let's make that happen. I'd love to chat to Mike.
Absolutely.
Big love, everybody.
Peace.